rumour, scrutiny, suggestion. The Huddle.
Matthew Hooden is with us. Hello, Matthew. And we have Josie Beganing. Hi, Josie.
Hello.
All right, Matthew, take it away on the RMA and the EWE, the co-governance deal, as Mr. Seymour is saying. What's your take on all of this?
Well, it's clearly a shambles. The government has promised for nearly 9 years that it would reform the Resource Management Act comprehensively. I've got absolutely no idea whether or not Nick Smith is telling the truth about this, or the Maori Party, or David Seymour. But what I do know is that the government has failed dismally to keep its promises to reform the Resource Management Act. The Act, in fact, needs to be repealed entirely and replaced by an entirely new philosophy to development in New Zealand, roughly as the Productivity Commission reported a week ago.
Right, that's a fair point, isn't it, JC? This Act is about 25 years of age. Who brought it in? Palmer, was it? Productivity Commission said, trash it, get rid of it. What do you see in it?
I agree. I agree with the Productivity Commission's recommendation. The truth is the RMA, which was created with good intention to regulate the impact of development on the environment and on people, but its implementation is messy. And what we just heard from David Seymour is an example of that. He's saying, this is Māori, this is identity politics, and you have to consult with Māori. Well, no, you have to consult with Māori because they have a property right. But the problem is that because the RMA is so